I grew up in Germany. I'm an only child. My parents were very adventuresome. They loved nature. We traveled a lot. They were very passionate about wildlife. And so I know I inherited that from them. I studied at the University of Florida. I received a bachelor's in nursing. Prior to that, I had received a degree in radiologic technology. I taught nursing for a number of years at Edison Community College and then pursued a master's in rehab counseling. I loved all those things. I loved doing them. But it wasn't what I really wanted to do, which was be out in nature. So when the opportunity came to actually be out there on my own, those talents, those things that I learned in the different professions really came together and have helped me very well in being director of Turtle Time. The very first turtle I ever saw was an experience. We saw her nesting near the sea oats, and at first, from a distance, I thought, gee, that doesn't look that remarkable. It looks like a giant bug. But then when that turtle lifted its head and I saw the tears coming out of the eyes, I saw her colors, I saw the bright eyes, I was just taken aback with the beauty of that animal. And then I got to watch her lay her eggs, cover the eggs, and crawl back into the ocean. And that was just captivating. I've been enamored with these animals ever since. In 1989, that was the first year I addressed sea turtle conservation issues on Fort Myers Beach, and that was an awakening. Sanibel, of course, has a history of being very environmentally astute and protective. Fort Myers Beach focused differently. Their focus was on providing entertainment to tourists, and the environment was somewhat in the background. The beach was cluttered with furniture, lights ablazing, and sea turtles are nocturnal animals. They need the cover of darkness, and they need accessible beaches. And that was not the case on Fort Myers Beach. It was clear how Fort Myers Beach was that things had to change, attitudes and behaviors had to change, because sea turtles could not survive under those circumstances. Fortunately, I met Joe Workman, who interviewed me, and he dubbed me the Turtle Lady. And being the Turtle Lady seemed, I think, less threatening to people than the woman who's going to change and make us do something that we don't want to do. Having people adjust to that concept of using different light bulbs, of shielding lights, and even in some cases, turning lights off. That took some years, but I think we've made tremendous, tremendous strides. Turtle Time is an all-volunteer organization. We started off as a group of one, and now we're over 100 core volunteers. If a nest is in an area where it might be harmed, washed away, or trodden by the public, then we relocate the nest to an area where the turtle herself, in that general vicinity, where she laid that nest, except we'll just move it up away from the water and out of harm's way. Turtles are imprinted on the beach where they nest. In other words, once they hatch, they come out of the nest, they crawl across the sand, and we believe at that point the imprint. And they'll come back to that same general area to nest 30 to 50 years later. Sea turtles are spectacular. They're mysterious. They've been on the planet for over 150 million years. They are the caretakers of the oceans. It makes me proud that people are excited about sea turtles, that they're willing to share the beach, that they're willing to teach their children. It also excites me that the younger generation is excited about getting involved in sea turtles, that they recognize how special it is to work with these nature species and how important it is to rescue them from the brink of extinction.